It's time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
We welcome you to the East Gymnasium at Carrington High School in Carrington, North Dakota. It is Region 2 basketball on the radio tonight. It's a big one for seeding purposes and for the Carrington Cardinals. There's still an outside chance that this is not the semifinal matchup in the Region 2 tournament. It is Carrington and Thompson tonight here at Carrington High School. We're happy to have you with us tonight, whether you are in the Carrington area on FM 100.1 AM 1600 The Cardinal. We also want to welcome our listeners out east tonight on Q98 in the Grand Forks area. It is a rematch of a game decided by an Eden Hornet free throw with 1 second left back in December. In fact, on December the 20th, as Carrington got a 64-63 win at Thompson. And since Carrington has played rather well, now they are coming off of having their 11-game winning streak snapped by the number one team in the state, South Prairie Max. That was a 69-40 decision on Monday night. However, it was a strange game because 69-40 makes it seem like it was not all that competitive. We will talk to Carrington head coach Andy Broughton coming up in just a little while, and you'll be surprised to know that aside from Carrington shooting 30% and South Prairie Max shooting over 60%, that's right, for the game they shot over 60%, there was not a whole lot in it in terms of statistical difference. So Carrington not all that disheartened after a loss to an excellent South Prairie Max team, a South Prairie Max team that, of course, Thompson fans know about all too well. Meanwhile, Thompson has won 4 out of 5. They beat East Grand Forks, Minnesota on Monday night. Guess what? 69-40. Wow, the exact same score. And they come in with a record of 12-4. They are 3-3 in Region 2 play. The permutation tonight is really more pressure on Thompson, perhaps, than on Carrington. The Tommies need to win every single remaining district game that they have left and hope that not only does Carrington lose tonight, which would be a given if the Tommies are to get the bye, but Carrington also has to lose at home to Four Winds Minnewaukan a week from Monday. If Carrington wins tonight, they wrap up no worse than the number two seed. And Devil's Lake, still with 3 region games to play, they would remain tied with Devil's Lake. The Firebirds have the tiebreaker on point differential, but there is still a chance that Carrington could earn the number one seed. For Thompson, they can't be any worse than the 3 seed in all likelihood, which would mean an opening round matchup with Hillsborough Central Valley if they do not earn the bye. Carrington comes in overall 15-2. They are 7-1 in Region 2 play. Thompson 12-4, as we mentioned, 3-3 in region play. When we come back after this 2-minute break, we will take a look at what else is going on within Class A and Class B, for that matter, in girls basketball. There's a huge game going on out east of us that's on KMAV right now. It's a big one. 2 top 6 teams getting together. We'll take a look at how that one's going and take a look around the state in 2 minutes when high school basketball continues in a moment.
CHI, St. Alexia's Holly Carrington Medical Clinic, is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Zach Folsen, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. An educational environment is critical to the success of high school athletics and activity programs. An important part of that environment is perspective. Without proper perspective, the lessons learned lose their value. The ability to show that a feeling of self-worth is more important than the outcome of any game is a vital lesson. Please support our students, coaches, and officials in this process through your sportsmanship. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Back inside the East Gym of Carrington High School, it is the Carrington Cardinals and the Thompson Tommies coming up very shortly. Let's take a look at what else is going on in the state and get you caught up on the standings within the region. Let's start with that, in fact, because Carrington right now leads the way. They are 7-1 overall. Devil's Lake is 5-1 overall in the region. Then Thompson 3-3, Grafton 3-4, and Thompson will play at home against Grafton on Tuesday. That's a big game for seeding purposes. And then it's 4 wins Minnewaukan at 2-5. Hillsboro Central Valley is pretty much locked up the number 6 seed. They have not yet won a league game. But let's not make any bones about it. Hillsboro Central Valley is a lot better than they have been. They had Carrington tied with 5 minutes left at home, and they took Grafton to overtime a week ago. So this is not the same Hillsboro Central Valley that it has been the last 2 or 3 years, where you pretty much thought you had it in the bag when you rolled up to the gymnasium. Not that way at all. Tonight, Valley City is going to beat Lisbon. They're the only other ranked Class A team in action, and at the half, they led Lisbon on the road 46-9. Now, for Cardinal fans on KDAK, the Cardinal, that's important because that probably means a quick second half. And Carrington Cardinal boys basketball is coming up on Thunder 98.3 with our buddy Jerry Edwards on the call against the Lisbon Broncos. Carrington going for their seventh win in 8 games after the win over New Salem Almont on Tuesday. That's Thunder 98.3 in probably not that far off from the top of the hour when you consider how one-sided the girls' game actually is that's going on over there. Benson County and Mayport CG, that's going to be the district championship, and it could be the regional championship as well in Class B. They're playing in Mayville tonight, and at last report, Benson County led at the end of the third quarter. That's the number one team in the state visiting the number 6 team in the state. Also, we'll get to keep you updated on another important game. Well, maybe not important game, but interesting game, as number 8 Lamore Litchfield Marion is on the road at a very good Oaks team, an Oaks team that is going to be the number 2 seed in District 1 against the Lamore side, who are the number 1 seed in District 2. That bracket is set. And, of course, on the i3G Media Network, we will have coverage of the District 2 tournament and the Region 1 tournament from the Jamestown Civic Center. When we come back, we will have our sit-down with the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, and we will do that in 2 minutes when high school basketball continues on KDAK, the Cardinal, and Q98.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Where our customers send their friends.
Back in Carrington, it is the Cardinals and the Thompson Tommies tonight, and we're joined by Cardinal head coach Andy Broughton. And coach, a perfect opportunity to get back out there and get whatever bad taste was left over from Monday night right out of your guys' mouth as a team.
Yeah, the South Park game, we didn't just shoot the ball very well. You know, some of the other stats are surprisingly even, but you know, when the shooting percentage is almost double in their favor, they're going to win that game.
Was that the biggest thing that you took away from that? Because I know you guys have been on such a role and you're such a day-to-day team. You take lessons from everything. What was the big one from Monday?
Well, kind of work to get open. I mean, they had really sticky defense, and our V cuts have to be better, and you know, just the ability to cut and get open and you know, present ourselves to triple threat and be ready to shoot the ball. And of course, shooting 30%, you're not going to beat a team like South Perry most of the time.
So tonight it's Thompson. It was a great game just from a flow standpoint in the first game over in Thompson. That was back in December. Safe to say both teams are probably quite a bit different and quite a bit better than they were back then.
Well, you would think so after, you know, a month or a month and a half of playing. You'd work on some skills but also you get to defend those skills and see what's going on a little bit more and hopefully know those competitors a little bit more. But we know we got to watch a certain number of girls, but you know, they're all threats, and we got to be on top of our game on defensively and hitting the boards.
A lot of what they like to do goes through those two guards, Hurst and Sage. We know Isabel is really good at picking up the other team's best guard. Which of those two guards is maybe more important to what they're trying to do in an offensive set?
I would think both of them. You know, they Sage shoots the ball so well, and Hurst rebounds the ball so well. So they both bring, you know, 3-point opportunities. They take it off the bounce real well. They're seasoned. They've been playing in big games since eighth grade. So their experience is one of their big keys. But, you know, our kids have played all season long together, and we got to play together and do the job on the boards, you know, make those open cuts. Hopefully we learned some things. We did some different things in practice just to, you know, V-cut harder and pick harder and roll harder. I mean, just things got to be done with a little bit more precision. vision and a little more speed to get our teammates open.
You look at it, and your team has always had Isabel as a really good on-ball defender, but some of your other girls, Mara Johnson, Aniston Hornet, have become really good on-ball defenders. Sounds like this is the kind of game where you'll need multiple ones of those.
Yeah, and, you know, we've kind of stressed our depth all year long, and, you know, we'll get into our rotation, and, you know, Harper had a real good game at South Prairie, and Kennedy and Bryn bring their skills, and, you know, size-wise, maybe we can guard, you know, 8-9 deep this time, you know, where South Prairie, with their size, was hard to get to some of our rotation players.
You look at, you scored 64 points against them. I think that's the second highest total, only to the opening game against New Rockford. What went well offensively against what they were trying to do to you guys?
Well, Eden looked for her shot early and often, and, you know, when she gets on a roll, she's a good shooter, and then it was good balance after that. You know, Katie was in foul trouble, but she came back with a real solid second half and took their post off the bounce a few times and hit a key three late, and, you know, other than that, pretty good balance. See, everybody on the bench kind of chipped in some things, and that's what's going to take tonight.
Should be a fun one with a win, a first round bye in the postseason. Good luck tonight and have some fun.
Thanks, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, our guest. The starting lineups brought to you by Bissett Motors, and the opening tipper next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Our national anthem tonight in Carrington. It is the Carrington Cardinals and the Thompson Tommies coming up. And before we get to our Bissett Motors starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to high school basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Tonight's starting lineups are brought to you by Bissett Motors. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the visitors, the Thompson Tommies. At one guard, a 5'6 junior, Addison Sage. The other guard is 5'6 junior, Kaya Hurst. And they are the two best players for the Tommies. At one forward, a 5'8 junior, Claire Calling. The other forward, who had a good fourth quarter in Thompson when these two teams met, a 5'8 senior, Jordan Tozer. And a 5'9 senior center, Jalen Abdom, for head coach Jason Brend, assisted by Carson Hager. Now for the Carrington Cardinals. They will start at a guard, a 5'8 freshman, Mara Johnson. The other guard is 5'7 senior Isabel Wendell. At one forward, a 5'9 senior Eden Hornet. The other forward is 5'9 senior Cadence Van Ray. And the center is 5'11 freshman Mara Coots. For head coach Andy Broughton, assisted by Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. Thompson are in black tops with white numbers outlined in forest green and forest green trim. Carrington in white with cardinal red numbers outlined in black and the cardinal red trim. Carrington will move from right to left. Thompson from left to right across your radio dial and internet stream. Happy to have you with us, whether you are joining us in the Carrington area on FM 100.1 AM 1600 The Cardinal, We're out east in the Grand Forks area on Q98. If this is a game half as good as the one in Thompson, we are really in for a treat. Carrington coming off a 69-40 loss to number one South Prairie Max. Thompson coming off a 69-40 win over East Grand Forks. Both of those games were Monday as well. And we are just about ready to go. And the opening tip will be Jordan Tozer and Mara Kutz. And here we go. The opening tip controlled by Carrington. And they move from right to left against a half-court 1v1 defense. It's Isabel Wendell getting a high ball screen. Skips it left side, Mara Johnson. She'll dribble to the top of the key and give it right wing to Wendell. Into the post, working her way in, laying it up, missing it short is Mara Kutz. Loose ball on the floor and a held ball sends it the other way. Thompson will have their first possession against Carrington's full court press. They're trapping defense. It's Hurst through the middle against Eden Hornet. Passes right side to Tozer, and she gives it off to Calling, and now the offense is run for Thompson. It's Tozer against this 1v1 defense. On the right side, Sage around a screen from Mara Johnson. Gives it off to Tozer, who steps back instead, goes to Sage, who's guarded by Isabel Wendell at the outset. Sage gets by her, and the reverse layup goes in. Addison Sage scores the opening basket of the game. It's 2-0 Tommies. Mara Johnson around a screen. Looks, finds Eden Hornet, who drives right and finds Wendell for a triple. That rattles off and is taken in by Kaya Hurst. At the other end, Thompson on the left side. A Sage three rattles home. And just as they did in Thompson, it's the Tommies getting off to a good start. They lead 5-0. Van Ray at the head of the key. Dribbles left, continues a drive on Tozer, puts it up and in. Cadence Van Ray scores the first Carrington points. It is 5-2. Thompson on the bank forward scoreboard. And a held ball at the other end. Eden Hornet tied up Claire Calling. It goes back to Carrington. On the alternating possession. We've played almost 2 minutes. It's 5-2, Tommies. Here is Mara Johnson around an Isabel Wendell screen. Curls off of it, drives to the baseline, pops a jumper that skips over the rim. Rebound Kaya Hurst, and here comes Jordan Tozer. To the head of the key, it's Hurst driving in on Eden Hornet. Leaves for Tozer, who had 10 points in the fourth quarter when these two teams met in Thompson. Hurst drives left, stops and travels. A turnover gives it back to Carrington. And our game brought to you in part by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. Carrington from right to left, down 5-2. On the left side, Eden Hornet goes down to the post. Mara Kutz spins, finds Van Ray, the senior, with two dribbles. Now 3 and 4 left to get into the lane, and she travels. 5:24 to go, first quarter. The bank forward scoreboard reads 5-2. Thompson, rather. And nearly a steal off the inbound. Calling gets trapped, throws it ahead. Had to get it there quickly to Jalen Abdom. And now Calling against Mara Johnson in the front court. Gives to Tozer right wing. She picks up her dribble, tries a post entry. It's knocked away by Mara Kutz and taken in by Isabel Wendell. The senior from right to left. Wendell hesitates, now drives left, finds Van Ray. Left wing, Eden Hornet down to Mara Kutz, who spins in the lane, puts it up, missed it off the rim. Offensive rebound, Van Ray. Back up too strong and taken in by Kaya Hurst. Here comes the outstanding junior, Hurst, down the right side, picks up her dribble, has it picked right out of her hands by Isabel Wendell, who will lay it up too strong at the other end. Rebound loose, and a held ball will give it to Thompson. So this is about a bit of a helter-skelter start. Harper Coleman is in for the first time, the 5'8 sophomore, and Bryn Smith in for the first time for Carrington, the 5'6 senior. Coleman is really coming along nicely. Here is Sage into the front court against Isabel Wendell. Coleman led the team in scoring against South Prairie Max with 10. On the right side, a three for Hurst goes down. Kaya Hurst with the three. It's 8-4 Thompson. I beg your pardon, 8-2 Thompson. Wendell, right side, Bryn Smith. Up top, Harper Coleman gives to Wendell, who hesitates, now drives right, and shuffles it off to Bryn Smith, who goes right side, Harper Coleman. Fakes a three, down by six. Harper around a screen, gets blocked by Abdom, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay at this end. Van Ray back in, and in for Thompson for the first time. Andy Schwab, the 5'7 sophomore, is in for Tozier. Off the inbound, it's Hornet. A long three-pointer is short and taken in, saved in rather, by Kaya Hurst, who one-hands a pass up ahead to Abdom. Here's Schwab dribbling to the head of the key for Sage to get all the way in and miss the shot. Rebound loose and taken in by Van Ray. She is fouled by Schwab. That's the first foul of the ball game. With 3:34 to play in the opening quarter, it is 8-2. Mara Johnson back in for Isabel Wendell for Carrington. Don't know why I'm stuck on 8-4. It's definitely 8-2. A good start for Thompson. 3:30 to play in the opening quarter. Mara Johnson up top for Harper Coleman. Left wing, Eden Hornet. Dribbles right, spins back left, gets in the lane, throws up a jumper, short, offensive rebound Van Ray. Her wraparound feed is picked off by Addison Sage. Sage the other way, gets in the lane, misses, but draws the foul, and she will shoot two. The foul is the first on Carrington's Mara Johnson, and also the first on the team. First free throw goes in. It's 9-2. And the second one is missed, and almost saving it in was Jalen Abdom. And so Carrington with a basketball down 9-2 in the early going. Mara Johnson, right side, Eden Hornet. So basket-cutting Harper Coleman, who spins left, bounces it into Van Ray, who fakes right, goes left, and misses wide right. Rebound, Kaya Hurst. Numbers the other way with Schwab. Extra pass knocked out of bounds by Mara Johnson. And a baseline inbound coming. Isabel Wendell's back in. Jordan Tozier is back in for Thompson. Up top, Hurst to basket-cutting Schwab, who lays it up and in. 11-2, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by Andy Broughton, the Carrington head coach. We will take it as well, and we'll take a 30-second break. It is 11-2 Thompson in high school basketball. Continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Carrington down 11-2. Timeouts tonight brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com as Eden Hornet missed a shot, but Mara Johnson got the offensive rebound and the putback. It's 11-4 on the right side. Schwab drives the lane and lays it in again. Schwab with four off the bench. It is 13-4, Tommies. Mara Johnson crosses over on Schwab, gets to the free throw line, and the jumper is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay at this end. Tommies 13, Cardinals 4 on the bank forward scoreboard. Schwab with a smile on her face ties her shoe. Off the inbound, it's Van Ray for three. A little long and taken in by Schwab. She's got numbers from left to right. Up top, Tozier holds and goes right side for Addison Sage around a screen. Sage gets to the free throw line, then backs up, goes left wing to Tozier. Down to Abdom, deflected, but well, look what I found. It landed right in the hands of Bryn Smith. And here comes the Carrington senior. Smith gives to Wendell. In the corner, a Bryn Smith three is good. That is Bryn Smith's shot, a triple from the corner, and it's 13-7. Sage with 1 minute even to play in the first quarter. It's Tozier around a screen. Drives right, had the ball poked free. It comes to Abdom right side. Left wing, Sage, wraparound feed picked off. Isabel Wendell gets the steal. She comes to the other end, lays it up, misses. Van Ray's putback does not go either. And Tozier is tied up. It'll stay at this end. And back in comes Claire Colling for the Tommies. Mara Kutz returns for the Cardinals, and the game debut of 5'6 senior guard Kennedy Pasternak for Carrington as well. The ball is thrown into Pasternak. Her corner triple is blocked. Offensive rebound, Wendell. Up top, Mara Johnson thought about the three, drives in, lost it momentarily. Wraparound feed towards Hornet is knocked out of bounds. Baseline inbound for Carrington, trailing by six. There is no difference, really, between the shot and game clock. 1/10 of a second. Mara Johnson. And you can probably hear that in our crowd mic, that they're not holding for one. Mara Kutz against a zone defense. Left wing, a Pasternak three is good. Carrington with back-to-back triples to make it a 13-10 game. And Thompson turns it over on the inbound. So it was 13-4. Carrington hits two straight threes, and they can get even closer here at the end of the first quarter. They throw it in. It's Mara Johnson to Eden Hornet for the tie. A little wide left. Rebound calling, and she is fouled by Mara Kutz, her first team second. 3.9 seconds left in the quarter. Tommy's 13, Cardinals 10 on the bank forward scoreboard. It's Colling with two, with one. They're not even trying to get a shot off, and they don't. So we have played one with the score in Carrington. The Thompson Tommies 13, the Carrington Cardinals 10. We will return in 60 seconds as high school basketball will continue after this.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
The second quarter begins with Thompson having the basketball. They also have a three-point lead. On the right side, Colling. A give and go. She does retrieve it in the left wing corner, in the deep left wing corner. Gives to Addison Sage, who steps back, thought about a three, goes left wing for Colling. Up top, Schwab drives on Pasternak, gets cut off. throws it right side. A Colling three is short and taken in by Eden Hornet, but they call Eden Hornet for her first foul as she used her elbow, they indicate, to gain positioning. And so, a baseline inbound for the Tommies, who lead by three. Off the inbound, a three for Hurst, off the front of the rim and taken in one-handed by Isabel Wendell. She comes the other way. Wendell dribbles with the right hand and finds Mara Johnson. The freshman holds, gets a screen from fellow freshman Mara Coots. Up top, it's Eden Hornet. Dribbling right, drives and kicks Mara Johnson. A jumper by Hornet does not go. And a for Kaya Hurst. 13-10 Carrington. Pasternak fakes a three, drives in, gives to Mara Johnson. Mara drives, lost it. And Thompson come out of there with it. At the other end, crossing over and driving left is Colling. Lost the ball. Mara Coots comes out of there with it. Coots the other way, gives to Mara Johnson. On the left side, Pasternak. Oh, beautiful basket cut by Hornet. The reverse layup, no good. Mara Coots has her putback blocked once and then finishes the second time, and it's 13-12. Mara Coots first basket. And at the other end, a missed shot. Carrington on an 8-0 run. And here they come again. On the right side, Mara Johnson around a screen from Pasternak. Goes left wing, then posts up, gets it back, gets doubled, finds Pasternak for the lead. A little short and taken in by Kaya Hurst. And here she comes, wants to take it all the way, goes right side to Sage, who drives, kicks, Tozier, three, rolls it off. Rebound Pasternak. Kennedy the other way. Down towards Coots. The pass was a little short, knocked away by Tozer. Here comes Sage the other way. It's Schwab laying it up and missing. Eden Hornet the rebound. And a timeout is called by Carrington head coach Andy Broughton. We will take it as well as Carrington trail Thompson by a point. We are back in 30 seconds on KDAK, the Cardinal, and Q98.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns, plus we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
At one point, this game was 13-4 Thompson, and it did not look very competitive. It's now 13-12 and extremely competitive. Here's a Cadence Van Ray three that is wide left and taken in by Thompson's Claire Colling. Here she comes the other way. Colling, skip it right side to Addison Sage. And she'll bring it back out. Thompson and Carrington have combined for 2 points in the first nearly 4 minutes of the quarter. Colling, left side, it's Hurst getting baseline and laying it up and in. Kaya Hurst has five, and it's 15-12. At the other end, Van Ray gets inside, lays it up, lays it in. 15-14, Cadence Van Ray with four. She had the big second half in Thompson with 13 of her 15 after halftime. Here's Hurst. In a one-point game on the bank forward scoreboard. Tozier up top. Goes right wing to Kaya Hurst. Drives left. Hurst pops from eight and misses, but draws the foul, and she will shoot a couple. And the foul is on Eden Hornet. That is her second. And Kaya Hurst shoots two. Her first one goes in. It's 16-14. to 14. Hurst with 6. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. In for the first time, Aniston Hornet, as the second free throw goes in. The 5-foot, 8-inch freshman has been outstanding this year. She has it now, gives to Mara Johnson up top. Harper Coleman, left wing. Looks for the basket cut. It's Van Ray, who is fouled. It was on the post entry, and she got fouled by Jalen Abdom. Her first, only the second whistle against the Tommies so far in the game, as Isabel Wendell returns for Harper Coleman. Coming up at halftime, we will get you an update on all the goings-on in North Dakota tonight. Bryn Smith into the middle of this zone defense now. Right wing, a 3 for Wendell, is long and taken in backside by Jalen Abdom. Kaya Hurst the other way to Addison Sage, who pops a 3. It's a little long. Rebound, Abdom, put back, doesn't go. And a held ball on that rebound will send it Carrington's way in a 3-point game. 2:51 to go, first half. This quarter has just been kind of a screeching halt. 4-4 in the quarter. 2:45 to go in it. Plenty of time to pick it up, of course. Mara Johnson up top for Bryn Smith. Back to the freshman Johnson right wing, guarded by Coling. And a pass is deflected and stolen at the other end. Hurst lost it momentarily and then missed the shot. Rebounding foul called on Thompson. Carrington will have it. Oh, my. And Hurst is called for nothing more than a frustration foul. Isabel Wendell. Right side, Aniston Hornet down to Cadence Van Ray. Wanted baseline. It's not available. Instead, Bryn Smith right wing. Gives up top for Mara Johnson in her bright pink shoes, guarded by Coling. Left side, it's Wendell, guarded by Sage. Wendell drives and kicks. Bryn Smith for the tie, strong. Backside rebound taken in by Coling, and she's fouled by Aniston Hornet. And that is her first. Nobody in big foul trouble. Eden Hornet has 2, but she's seated at the moment. Will Mara Coots be permitted to check in? She will for Eden Horn, or for Cadence Van Ray, rather, I should say. Thompson with the ball, up by 3. They've never trailed in the ball game, but it was 13-4 at one point. It's still a 10-4 run. On the left side, Hurst drives baseline. Puts it up, no, but a foul on, I believe, Mara Coots. And so free throws for Kaya Hurst, and it is on Coots, her second. So Carrington have a little foul difficulty. Just a little. Hurst, first free throw, tickles the twine. It's 18-14. And Hurst has scored every point for Thompson this quarter. Nobody else has scored. Granted, it's just 5. And it's just 1 field goal, but still. The second one is short, but she gets the roll. And it's 19-14. She's got 6 in the quarter, 9 in the game. So lead everybody. It's 19-14. Isabel Wendell dribbles right side. Hesitates. And comes back to the head of the key for Bryn Smith, who ball fakes and then finds Mara Johnson. Harper Coleman. In the corner, Bryn Smith. Ball fakes, drives right, around a screen. Smith from 17. Off the front of the rim, offensive rebound, Wendell finds Smith. Now Mara Johnson with 1:05 to go in the half. Mara from 14, a little short, and the rebound comes down to Kaya Hurst. Final minute of play in the first half. Tommy's by 5. Coling. Dribbles left, gives to Sage for 3. And she pops one out, rebound Mara Johnson. There's a 15-second difference in the clocks and a 5-point difference on the scoreboard. Around a screen, Mara Johnson drives left, stops, finds Wendell right wing. 20 to shoot. Left wing, it's Bryn Smith in the corner. Up top for Mara Johnson, who fakes a three. Mara dribbles with the right hand. Gets to the corner for Wendell, who drives in, floats it up, floats it in off the backboard. Isabel Wendell's first basket makes it 19-16 with 15 seconds left in the half. It's Sage against Wendell with 8. Sage wants a high ball screen from Tozier and gets it. Sage behind the back with a dribble, drive and kick. A three for Hurst at the buzzer is good. Kaya Hurst with the three. She scored every point for Thompson in that quarter. It was 9 of them. And so we have reached halftime with the score, the Thompson Tommies 22 and the Carrington Cardinals 16 in this Region 2 showdown. We will have our halftime report in 2 minutes when high school basketball continues on KDAK, the Cardinal, and Q98.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location. Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
We have reached halftime in the central city of Carrington, North Dakota, with the score, the Thompson Tommies 22 and the Carrington Cardinals 16. And let's give you a look at how we got here in terms of how we got to 22-16 at halftime. Keep in mind, it was 64-63 the first meeting over in Thompson. I don't think we're quite getting there tonight. If we are, buckle up, because it's going to be a heck of a second half. But for Carrington, there was good balance. 4 points from Cadence Van Ray, 3 each from Bryn Smith and Kennedy Pasternak, and then 2 each from Mara Johnson, Mara Kutz, and Isabel Wendell. Thompson a little less balanced, but more scoring from Kaya Hurst and Addison Sage. Hurst with 12, Sage with 6, and Andy Schwab off the bench with 4. The game was never tied. There were no lead changes. Thompson is led from coast to coast so far by as many as 9 at 13-4. We will take a 2-minute break here and let you know what else is going on in North Dakota, and we will do that in exactly 2 minutes when we continue from Carrington on KDAK, the Cardinal, and Q98.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Halftime here in Carrington. It is the Thompson Tommies 22 and the Carrington Cardinals 16. A look at what else is going on in North Dakota tonight shows us that it was as good as advertised in Mayville as Benson County stayed undefeated. They beat Mayport CG 52-49. Carrington will head to Mayville on Tuesday night, and we'll have that for you on KDAK the Cardinal starting at about 6:45. The Valley City girls, no problem at all with Lisbon, 64-24. One region, one game going on tonight. Wahpeton is at Central Cass, and the other Class B game that we are trying to keep you updated on, there's a good reason why we can't, and that is because Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, and Oaks have not yet started. For Carrington fans, the boys have literally just tipped the game off. And in the first minute and a half, Carrington leading 3-2. Grady Idlin just got a steal. And Maddox McAloney got a layup. So it's 5-2 Carrington, a minute and a half in. You can hear that game right now on Thunder 98.3 with our buddy Jerry Edwards on the call as Carrington tries to get to 12-4 rather on the season. There's also been a lineup change for Carrington. Alec Threadgold is starting tonight in place of Taylen Merring. So don't know if that's injury related or if that's just because of how well Alec has been playing. We will come back in 1 minute with the start of the second half. It's Thompson 22, Carrington 19. And high school basketball will continue on KDAK, the Cardinal, and Q98.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on T-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for business. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Thompson 22, Carrington 16 as we go to the second half. Thompson will have the basketball to begin the third quarter of play. Now moving from right to left across your radio dial and internet stream. Carrington from left to right. Just a couple of notes. Carrington has a current 17-game home winning streak on the line. The last team to defeat Carrington here, you guessed it. It was the Thompson Tommies last year, 70-53. Remember, Thompson never lost a game until South Prairie Max pulled the stunner in the state semifinal. And then Devils Lake got the better of South Prairie Max in the title game. So here we go, second half. Eden Hornick back in with two fouls, as is Mara Coots. On the left side, Jordan Tozier. At the head of the key, Sage. Right side to Calling. Oh, Tozier left wide open, hits the jumper. They forgot about her a little bit, and she gets her first points. It's 24-16. On the right side, Van Ray. They're trying to get the ball into Coots and can't, and a forced entry pass is picked off by Kaya Hurst. Thompson from right to left. On the right side, Sage around a screen. Step back triple is long, and the rebound deflects to Jalen Abdom. Around a screen, a three goes in for Tozier, and it is the biggest lead of the game for the Tommies. They lead 27-16. Mara Johnson, right side, Isabel Wendell. Holds and goes up top to Van Ray, who fakes the three. Drives left, gets in the lane, too strong. Rebound Coots, back up, no, but a foul on Abdom. Her second, and Mara Coots will shoot two. And Carrington could really use these two free throws as they trail by 11. The first one for the freshman is long. Thompson 27, Carrington 16. On the bank forward scoreboard. The free throw is long and rebounded by Kaya Hurst. Here she comes the other way. Hurst down the lane, lays it up and in. Timeout Carrington. Hurst with 14, and we will take the break as well. We're back in 30 seconds, 29-16 Thompson on KDAK, the Cardinal, and Q98.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
A 10-0 run by Thompson has made it 29-16, and our game tonight brought to you in part by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Cardinals need a bucket, and they need one pretty quickly here. As they trail by 13, they have not trailed by this much at home all season. On the left side, Mara Johnson. Dribbles with the right hand and gives to Eden Hornet. Left wing, Van Ray. Hesitates, drives in, has her pass nearly picked off. Loose on the floor, it finds Hornet. Kick it, deflected, picked off. Calling the other way. Calling to the basket, fouled by Wendell. She'll shoot two. It's come undone a little bit for Carrington here in this third quarter. And Harper Coleman will get ready to check in for the Cardinals. First free throw for Coleman goes in. It's 30-16. Meanwhile, in Lisbon, the Carrington boys leading Lisbon 11-8 with 2:40 to go in the first. Second free throw pops in. It is 31-16 Tommies. And Carrington is just really ice cold here in the second half, 2 minutes in. And granted, a quick 12-0 run. A jumper goes in on the baseline and one for Mara Johnson. They needed that one. It's 31-18, and the foul is the first on Claire Coling. Aniston Hornet in for her bigger sister, Eden Hornet. Her big sister, Eden Hornet. Also taller, sure. Johnson trying to complete the three-point play and does as she tickles the twine. And it's 31-19. Here's Hurst against Anniston Hornet. Left side, Tozier. Gives to Coling around a screen. Abdom drives the lane and misses too strong. Rebound Hurst, and she misses short. Harper Coleman collects for Carrington. She comes the other way. Coleman gives Isabel Wendell from the baseline. Rattles it off. Offensive rebound Coleman. She's fouled. So Carrington with a little burst of energy here. The foul is called on Addison Sage, her first. And two free throws here could cut it to 10. The sophomore, Coleman, nails the front end, 31-20. And back in Eden Hornet. Also back in is Andy Schwab for Thompson. She gives Hurst a breather. Coleman nails a pair and five straight points for the Cardinals. Makes it 31-21. Coling dribbles across the big Cardinal logo in the center of the floor. On the left side, Sage. Up top, Tozier. Coling. Post entry, Abdom tries to drive in, lost it momentarily. Leaves it for Tozier. Right side, Schwab. Tried to go basket cut. Instead, it finds Tozier. 10 to shoot for Thompson. Driving left, Sage. Skip it. Coling, three. Rattles it off. Rebound, Anniston Hornet, and she is fouled. Here comes Carrington now. They've scored five in a row, and they have the basketball. The foul is called on Jalen Abdom, her third. And she's out for Kaya Hurst. So here come Carrington down by 10 on the bank forward third quarter scoreboard. Eden Hornet gets baseline, reverse layup doesn't go. Rebound Harper Coleman, back up short and taken in by Tozier. Here she comes the other way. Tozier left wing, Sage fakes a three, gets baseline and hits the runner. Addison Sage with eight, 33-21 Thompson. Isabel Wendell the other way. Goes right side, Mara Johnson. Ball fakes, drives left. Leans in, banks it up too strong. Rebound Hurst, up ahead is Schwab. Racing back is Anniston Hornet to commit the foul and force Andy Schwab to earn it at the free throw line. Anniston gets her second. Meanwhile in Lisbon, it is Carrington 13, Lisbon 9 in the final minute of the first quarter. First free throw sits on the rim for a second and then falls. Schwab has her fifth point. It is 34-21, and Kennedy Pasternik is back in. 4:18 to go in the third quarter here. Second free throw rattles out, and the rebound is saved in, but right to Eden Hornet. Here she comes with numbers. Mara Johnson to Pasternik, who misses the layup. Rebound Kaya Hurst. Boy, Carrington did everything right there except the finish. Tozier fakes a three, goes around a screen and finds right side Kaya Hurst on the baseline. Reverse layup goes. Kaya Hurst makes it a 15-point lead, and she's got 16. 36-21 Thompson. Anniston Hornet around a screen, drives all the way in, and gets fouled by Schwab, her second. So Hornet shoots two or no? Yes, she does. She will shoot two. 36-21. Thompson leading. Meanwhile, the Carrington boys lead after one, 18-13. The free throw goes in here for Hornet. Her first point, 36-22. Second one. Also good. Carrington down 13. Lots of time left, but they've got to string some things together here. In for the first time, Jocelyn Oster, a 5'8 freshman. Getting inside Schwab, she'll miss, but draw the foul on the re-entered Bryn Smith. And Schwab shoots two more. our first one. Off the front of the rim, back of the rim, side of the rim, front of the rim, back of the rim, and in. She used all of it. 37-23. Second one coming for Schwab. And that one right down the middle. 38-23. A 15-point margin for Thompson. Their largest lead is 15. This is the second time it's been there. Mara Johnson drives baseline. Stops. Spins. Finds nobody. Has to find Eden Hornet at the head of the key, who stops and gives to Mara Johnson around a curl screen. Lost it momentarily. It's out of bounds off Schwab with 9 to shoot. 3:02 to go in the third. And Thompson holding on to a 38-23 advantage. 9 to shoot for Carrington. Eden Hornet back to Isabel Wendell. Skip it. Mara Johnson with 4 to shoot, with 3 to shoot, with 2 to shoot. Mara fires from 26 feet and buries it. Oh, my goodness. Mara Johnson just let it go, and it went in. 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game. It's 38-26. Driving left, Sage. Right side, a Schwab 3. Answers. Andy Schwab into double figures with 10. 41-26, Tommies. Wendell. Around a screen. Isabel goes into the corner for Bryn Smith. Back up top, Isabel Wendell to Eden Hornet. Basket cut towards Aniston Hornet. Picked off. Here comes Kaya Hurst the other way towards Sage. 2:10 to play in the third. A Sage 3 is good. Sage with 11. The lead is 18 at 44-26. Aniston Hornet dribbles right, now left. Leaves for Mara Johnson. Johnson around a screen. Goes right. Continues a drive. Stops, leans in, and gets tripped. So free throws for Mara Johnson. So two shots for Mara. And the foul is the second on Addison Sage. The freshman takes a few dribbles, fires, and tickles the twine with the first one. 44-27. Second one. Also good. 44-28, Tommies. Now Carrington trying to get a defensive stop on the left side. Oster gives to Schwab. Tozier up top. Around a screen for three, and Tozier misses. Rebound comes down to Wendell. A run out by Mara Coots, and she lost it out of bounds. It's off of Tozier. It'll stay at this end. 1:20 to play in the third quarter, and it's 44-28, Thompson. Wendell throws the ball in deep to Mara Johnson. She'll give to Eden Hornet up top. Wendell, right side Johnson, thought about a three, pops from 14 on the baseline, misses. Backside rebound, Harper Coleman. She leads for Eden Hornet. Skip it, Mara Johnson, a three. That's wide right. And the rebound taken in by Tozier. Final minute of the third, Carrington down by 16. Tozier goes right side. It's Hurst. Back for Schwab. Left wing, Tozier against Mara Coots. Drives in on her, kicks it right side. A Schwab three off the front of the rim and taken in by Mara Coots. Carrington can double up here because they do have the possession arrow, perhaps to start the fourth. But Wendell wants to drive and kick to Hornet for three. A little long, rebound Mara Coots, and she has it knocked away from her. Harper Coleman regains it. She's trapped and fouled, and Harper shoots two. And the foul is on Schwab, her third. And Aniston Hornet will get ready to check in for Carrington. free throws, two of them, in fact, for the sophomore, Harper Coleman, whose first one rattles out. Back in Addison Sage for Schwab, and joining Aniston Hornet back in for Carrington is Bryn Smith. It's Hornet with Smith, Wendell, Coleman, and Coots for Carrington. The free throw goes in, 44-29. And Harper Coleman with 3 points in the game. Here's Kaya Hurst. No shot clock. Up top, Tozier. 10 to shoot. 8 now left in the quarter. Tozier gives to Sage. Sage drives left. Down the lane. Deflected ball. Faking the three. Oster. She throws it up and in at the buzzer. It's just that kind of night right now. Jocelyn Oster throws it in, and at the end of three quarters, our score is Thompson 46 and Carrington 29. We're back in 1 minute on KDAK the Cardinal and Q98.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
High school sports programs provide valuable lessons for practical life solutions. Teamwork, sportsmanship, and hard work. Students learn self-respect through responsibility of their actions through high school activities. There are kids out there, coaches and parents, who appreciate sports officials for doing a tough job with class. More officials are needed. Someone like you. Contact your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activities Association to find out how to become an official. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association.
Carrington with the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. It's Isabel Wendell down by 17, gives to Mara Coots, who spins and finds Wendell, who fires a three a little long and taken in by Kaya Hurst on the move. She'll back it out as they don't need to rush, up by 17. Hurst goes left side to Coling. Into the corner for Sage and up top for Tozier. 7:30 to play, bank forward scoreboard, and Thompson leads by 17. Post entry, Abdum gets inside and finishes. Jalen Abdum's first basket, and this is the biggest lead of the game now for the Tommies at 48-29. Wendell drives left and finds Harper Coleman on the baseline. She's fouled by Tozier, her first. Back in Mara Johnson, back in Eden Hornet. To go with Aniston Hornet, Bryn Smith, and Mara Coots. 48-29 Carrington. Off the inbound, Aniston Hornet on the baseline, puts it up, got blocked. Rebound Abdum, blocked by Tozier. Tozier dribbles with the right hand, leaves for Hurst. On the right side, Tozier. Stops, pops a three, and it's short. Rebound, Mara Johnson. Johnson down the right side. Crosses over, going left. Finds a wide-open Coots, who is blocked by Tozier. Rebound, Thompson. The other way, here's Sage for three, and that's short and taken in by Bryn Smith. Maybe a little quick with the trigger right there. Up by 19. Mara Johnson dribbles left and leaves for Aniston Hornet to fire a three, and she drills it. Aniston Hornet with her first field goal. She's got five. It's 48-32. And at the other end, Hurst drives left, goes behind the back, dribbling right, laying it up and in, and 1-0. What a move. What a move. Eden Hornet gets her third foul as Kaya Hurst with a highlight reel maneuver to lay it in, plus one. Coots out for Cadence Van Ray. Carrington boys lead Lisbon 31-27 in the second. The free throw for Hurst is good. She completes the three-point play, and the lead is back to 19 at 51-32. And a timeout is called. We will take it as well, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on KDAK, the Cardinal, at Q98.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
That Dakota Central timeout called by Thompson head coach Jason Brend. We are back to play 51-32 Commies. On the left side, Bryn Smith. Up top, Aniston Hornet. Dribbles with the left hand. Gives to Smith. Mara Johnson. Holds. Now goes down to Hornet, who dribbles off her foot. And a held ball will give it to Thompson. So the Tommies have it, leading by 19. Again, a Thompson win pretty much assures that they can be no worse than the three seed. They still need Carrington to lose to four Winsmen and Walk-In in order to get the two seed. Carrington still controls its fate for a bye. And a near steal. Instead, it comes back to Colling and now finds Addison Sage, who drives and lays it up too strong. Rebound, Cadence Van Ray, who spins and finds Hornet. Extra pass, Bryn Smith lays it up too strong. Rebound, Tozier. Hurst for Thompson. On the left side, Colling. Up top, holding it is Abdom. And she gives to Hurst. Down low, Colling lays it up and in with the left hand. Claire Colling with four, and the lead is 21 for Thompson with 4:35 to go. 53-32. Aniston Hornet down the lane. Reverse layup. No, but a foul. She'll shoot two. And the foul is the second on Jordan Tozier. This is very likely as the free throw goes down. And it's 53-33. This is very likely the second semifinal in the regional tournament. These two teams playing again. Very likely. The free throw goes 53-34. And, of course, if you win that game, then you have a chance to qualify directly for state. If you lose it, you play for third to keep your season alive. It's Hurst, left wing, Sage. On the left side, Colling drives in and has it taken right out of her hands by Isabel Wendell, who bounces a ball to Cadence Van Ray, who missed the layup, got it back. And now a wraparound feed for an Eden Hornet three that goes in the corner. A triple for Eden Hornet. And it's 53-37. Kaya Hurst. Up top, dribbling left, Sage finds Colling, who gets inside, finishes and one. Claire Colling a chance at a three-point play. On the foul by, was that Mara Johnson? Yeah, Mara Johnson gets her second. First and only free throw is good, and it's 56-37. Claire Colling with seven all this half. Up top, Pasternak. Left side, Van Ray. Around a screen, holds, and goes left side to Pasternak, who dribbles right, gets down the lane, and finds Eden Hornet. Up top, Mara Johnson. Dribbles with the left hand. Mara continues a dribble. Timeout called by Carrington head coach Andy Broughton. We will take A 30-second break with 3:08 to play on the fourth quarter Bank Forward scoreboard. It's 56-37 Thompson on KDAK, the Cardinal, and Q98.
Hey, Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top-quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com. Or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
The Thompson Tommies appear headed to moving to 13-4, 4-3 within the region. And Carrington will drop their second straight and be 15-3, 7-2 in league play. That, unless we see something that gives us a whole bunch of different kind of headlines. Mara Coots kick out, and Aniston Hornet 3 is long and taken in by Schwab. Up ahead, it's Sage. Sage drives right, gets in the lane, and finger rolls one home with the right hand. Sage with 13, it's 58-37. Post entry knocked away by Tozier. It finds Hornet, who finds a cutting Mara Coots, who lays it in. 58-39. Mara Coots with 4. At the other end, Tozier hands it off. It's Kohling up top, Hurst. Crosses over going right. A deflected ball is stolen, and then a foul is called going the other way. 58-39 Thompson. The foul is on Sage, I believe. Nope, it's on Claire Kohling, her second. Eden Hornet checks out. Sienna Topp is in for Carrington. The only junior on the roster. She is a 5'9 junior. Carrington will be at Mayport CG on Tuesday. Thompson have to keep winning to keep the pressure on Carrington. And they'll be in action on Tuesday at home against Grafton. And a held ball is called here. It stays with the Cardinals. 1:56 to play. If Thompson lose to Grafton or to Hillsborough Central Valley, that's it. They are the 3 seed. They'll be big 4 wins fans on the 17th. A 3 for Mara Johnson skips off the rim. Rebound Schwab. Up ahead, Schwab with 1:45 to play pulls it back to Tozier. They will need 4 wins Minnewaukan to beat Carrington in order to get the bye. Kohling is hand-checked by Mara Coots. Her third, and the third team foul with 1:34 to go. And Bryn Smith checks in for Mara Johnson. Driving the lane is Kohling, and she goes reverse layup and lays it in. She's got 9, 60-39 Tommies. With 1:20 to play. Aniston Hornet into the corner for Bryn Smith. Harper Coleman, now Sienna Topp. Spinning right into the lane. Has her pass deflect. Aniston Hornet went over and back. 1 foot was on the offensive half, and then the other foot landed. If they land simultaneously, that's not called, but one then the other, it is called. 60-39 with 1:09 to play. Thompson with just a subtle reminder, hey, don't forget about us when you're talking about state tournament teams. 1 minute to play. A basket cut and free throws upcoming for Sage. Carrington will have their 17-game home winning streak snap tonight. The foul is called on Bryn Smith, her second. Free throws for Addison Sage. Her first one rolls around and drops in, 61-39. Second one upcoming. That's right down the middle, 62-39, Tommies. Bryn Smith into the front court. Holds, goes up top for Aniston Hornet. She'll dribble with the right hand. Annie, guarded by Schwab, now goes to the left hand. Hornet down the lane, finds Bryn Smith. Up top, Sienna top, around a screen at the head of the key. Tried to pass, it was picked off. And that is probably how it's going to end, with Schwab getting the steal. And Thompson turned it over. Well, they were going to pull it out and just dribble out the clock, but the pass was behind Kaya Hurst and out of bounds. So now Carrington will get one more shot here, trailing by 23. A deep three for Aniston Hornet off the front of the rim and out of bounds, and that will do it. That will set our final score as the Tommies do not have to shoot it again, and they will not. A good night for Thompson. As we said, a subtle reminder that they're still really, really good. They defeat Carrington tonight 62-39. And the Cardinals will try to bounce back against the defending Class B champions, Mayport CG, on Tuesday night. 62-39, our final. We will take a 2-minute break and come back with our post game on KDAK the Cardinal and Q98.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Hi, this is James at Bissett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BissettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection Bissett of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
We are back in Carrington. The Tommies defeat Carrington tonight, 62-39. We're joined by head coach Andy Broughton. And coach, a game where it just seemed like Thompson's defense played exceptionally well and really forced you guys out of rhythm a little bit offensively.
Well, we had early shots. We had layups, and we missed some layups. And you got to cash in on some of the easy ones to keep that game close. As soon as they got on to a 10, 12-point lead, it's hard to stop the Tommies because they can shoot the ball.
And Andy Schwab really gave them a lift off their bench.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of been our strong point all year long. And you know, their depth kind of helped them out tonight. And maybe we'll see them again down the road.
You know, I saw you talking to your seniors. This is a big moment because you guys have not really had to deal with back-to-back losses all year. Now it's a chance for everybody to really come together.
Yeah, and adversity can do that to you. You know, you can break under the heat, or you can melt together and get a little sharper through the heat.
And Tuesday night, you'll be at Mayport. I know there's so much respect between the two programs for each other. And going over to Mayville, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's maybe one of their last Class B regular season games. They're in our division next year, so it'll be a regular on the schedule. So it'll be good to play the Patriots.
Well, we will see you over there. Thanks so much for stopping by.
You bet. Thank you.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, joining us. And now let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back with the stats and wrap it up. Actually, before we do that, and I do apologize, I am very late with this. Before we do that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is high school basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
BJ Walters back with you. Now let's take that break. 1 minute, we'll come back with stats and wrap it up when high school basketball continues in a moment.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Good performance by Thompson tonight. They defeat Harrington 62-39. We're back in the Central City. BJ Walters with you on KDAK the Cardinal and also on Q98. And we thank you so much for joining us tonight. Let's give you the scoring recap now. First for the Tommies, and they got three players into double figures. 19 for Kaya Hurst, 15 for Addison Sage, and 10 for Andy Schwab. Aside from the double-digit scorers, they got 9 from Claire Colling, 5 points from Jordan Tozier, 2 each from Jalen Abdom and Jocelyn Oster. For Carrington, a game-high 10 for Mara Johnson, 7 points for Aniston Hornet, 4 each for Mara Coots and Cadence Van Ray, 3 each for Harper Coleman, Eden Hornet, and Bryn Smith, also Kennedy Pasternak as well, and 2 points for Isabel Wendell. No ties, no lead changes. The biggest lead was the final margin for Thompson at 62-39. The Thompson Tommies are 13-4. They're 4-3 in Region 2 play. The Carrington Cardinals are 15-3. They are 7-2 in Region play. And again, both teams are back at it on Tuesday. For those of you on KDAK the Cardinal, we will be with the Cardinals in Mayville against the Mayport CG Patriots. That will be a region game next year. And for now, it's not a region game, but Carrington and Mayport CG at around 6:45. And for Thompson, they will be taking on the Grafton Spoilers at home, and another must-win game if they are to get a bye. My thanks to everyone at Q98, Craig and Dan Keating, and the great crew over there for allowing us to be heard in your city tonight. And my thanks go out to everyone here at Carrington High School, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and High School Superintendent Connor Weber. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, our final count. The Thompson Tommies, 62. The Carrington Cardinals, 39. Thank you so much for joining us, and good night from the Central City.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.